Brad Locke.
And I'm Gene Phelps, and this is Prep Rally.
We're talking Northeast Mississippi High School sports, brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome in to a new episode of Prep Rally, high school sports podcast produced by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. And also a webcast. If you're watching this, welcome in. If you're not watching it and just listening to it, but want to go watch it, check it out at djournal.com. Of course, you can listen to the podcast version on iTunes, your podcast app, or at preprally.djournal.com. I'm your host, Brad Locke, along with Gene Phelps, senior writer for the Daily Journal. How you doing, Gene?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Glad you don't have to introduce me as a senior.
Well, people watching, it's pretty obvious. No.
Yeah.
Welcome back from Jackson. I'm glad you found your way back to Tupelo. Had a good time down there?
I did. I actually did. I looked back this morning. I covered 23 games.
Good grief.
In 11 days. So that's pretty good. Two a day.
You earned your paycheck, Gene.
I did.
And maybe you probably deserve a bonus for that. I'm just saying. If Rod Rojardo is listening or watching, no. Good work down there, Gene. And we had some teams win some state titles. We're going to talk about that today on the show. We're going to talk a little bit of baseball. There's some it's baseball season now. They've been playing a few games for at least a couple of weeks, Gene. So we'll touch on that, in particular, Division 1-3A, looking like a tough division. We'll have athletes of the week as well. Gene will have those. So a good show today that we got going on. Need to remind y'all to follow us on Twitter, by the way, at DJournalPreps. Okay. Let's get into it, Gene.
All right.
Let's talk basketball. Had the MHSAA state championships down in Jackson. Of course, the new format, they actually start the state tournament technically before you get to Jackson.
Absolutely. We had talked about no north half anymore.
We
knew it. And so when you play after the division tournament, you're seated and you start first round, second round. And when you win the second round, you go to Jackson and play a quarterfinal.
Yeah, quarterfinals is where they start out in Jackson at the Coliseum and at Jackson State University. And then by the time you get to the finals, everything's in the Coliseum.
Well, semifinals.
Semifinals, mm-hmm. That's right, semifinals. So let's start at we had four teams from the area, Wynn State, two boys teams, two girls teams. Starting 4A, Gene, Corinth. Finally, over the hump. Keith Green has gotten them down there several times. They're a good team every year. They're always a factor.
Yeah.
But finally got over the hump, didn't they?
Yeah, it was Keith's fourth time down there, and some things that need to be brought up about that. Number one, this was his eighth consecutive year of 20-plus win seasons.
It's not bad.
The only knock against him, if you want to call it a knock, was he had been to the championship game three times and lost. But now two of those times were to Amanda Elsie, and if you can remember back how good those Amanda Elsie teams were. And Keith told me that the first team that played Amanda Elsie, and I don't know what year, 2013 maybe, don't have it in front of me, but he thought he was one of the top three teams in the state that year, and he just had the misfortune of playing probably the top team in the state for a championship.
And this year they had to beat the two-time defending state champ, didn't they?
We did, Macomb. And a lot of people thought Macomb would be a walkover in this game. They've got the height, they've got the shooters. What they don't have or didn't have, and I saw Macomb play three times, they don't have that hustle and just all out athleticism that Corinth has.
Yeah.
And Corinth's got that never give up attitude, and they just go out there and play, and they don't play crazy. They play aggressive.
Right.
And it's how they win games. And Green told them that in semifinal game when they weren't really playing well, he said, let's go out there in second half and do what we did that got us here. And, they went out and just played great defense and fed off their defense and in transition and scored. And
And Terrace Gwynn had a huge game, 26 points, wasn't it?
It was
a
really great game. It was his. He also had 11 rebounds. It was his 23rd double-double of the season.
It's not bad.
Let's just say he's a strong candidate for Daily Journal Player of the Year.
Yes, he is. Great athlete. He's a quarterback for the team, for the football team over there at Corinth as well.
Has signed with Northwest.
There you go. So, big win for Corinth, getting that state title. Again, a strong program Keith Green has there in Corinth. Let's move to 3A girls. No surprise here, Gene. Boonville back in the mix. And Michael Smith brings home his second state title in 3 years. I think we've got a bit of a dynasty in the making, perhaps, Gene.
Well, it could be. I mean, he's got a lot of players back next year, including a Dallas Young, I would say is an odds-on favorite to win our female girls player of the year, Daily Journal player of the year. But that team lost one game this year to a really good athletic Tupelo team. Tupelo.
No shame in that.
So they finished 28-1 on here. It's wrong. 29-1. At one time, we had three records for Boonville, and after they had won their semifinal, I said, "Hey, can you get me the correct record?"
Yeah.
Because I've got you 27-1 coming into this game, or 26-1, and then the sheet's got 27. Somebody else had 28 already.
High school sports, man.
There we go. Whatever's in the journal, though, is history now. So
yes, that's the official
whatever record. We had in there.
Whatever's in the journal is correct.
That's correct.
Okay. Dallas Young, you mentioned her, player of the year candidate for the journal. Big game for her. Not surprising. What, 23 points?
23 points. And she just makes the team go. And it's a team with a lot of really good players. And, I mean, they're all they're really good players who play a role in games where a Dallas – maybe is double teamed and well guarded. You've got players like Shemiah Williams who comes in and can score 20 a game. Malika Patterson can score 15 a game, 15 to 20 a game. Cabrina. It looks like Cabrina, but I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. I'm not going to try to do that today. Hill is their point guard, and she really is an unsung hero because she plays a lot of havoc on traps. And defensively, and has had some key steals in big games throughout the season. And she's probably, when it's all said and done, one of the main reasons they got there to the championship.
Yeah. So that's three consecutive trips to the championship game for Boonville, and they've won two of those. They're in 3A. Moving on to 2A, Gene, Ingomar girls, this may have been the best game of the whole tournament. Yeah. I know David Brandt, who I believe was there for the Associated Press, he tweeted that this is the best game he'd seen in a while. Ingomar winning by a point to claim the 2A title.
I thought they were dead in the water. They were down 7 or 8.
Yeah.
And things were not looking good. It kind of reminded me of the comeback East Webster had last year in its game.
Yeah, and this was against an undefeated Heidelberg team, by the way. So you got an intimidation factor of sorts there.
And you've got a team of and I wrote about dynasties, really this Ingomar team. I mean, they started, I believe, two freshmen, three sophomores.
Wow. Yeah, and no seniors, right?
No seniors on this Ingomar team. The oldest player will be a senior next year.
Okay, but we'll talk about that in a minute. But the game itself, Gene, I want to touch on that first. They're down 7 or 8, and they come back. And walk us through that last quarter.
Well, it was close, and Ingomar just kind of methodically started taking started making defensive stops. Yeah. They got a 5-second call. They got a couple of steals. I mean, it was just. I think Heidelberger went back. They had like 5 empty trips.
Yeah.
And that'll get you beat every time.
Yeah.
And Ingomar was either hitting free throws or scoring.
Yeah. And it was a low scoring game. 41-40 was the final. So Ingomar, it's first state title since 94. And you mentioned, Gene, how young they are. And Trent Adair, he's got a team coming back that's obviously going to be favored. I mean, they moved up in class this year, 1A to 2A.
They did.
And still dominated most teams they played. And ended up winning the state title. You want to talk about a dynasty in the making? I know it's only one championship here with this squad, but you never know.
You don't ever know from year to year. And I've talked with Michael Smith from Boonville about this, and I believe Trent Adair would know this too, even though this was his first championship.
Sure.
You better enjoy the one you win, because just because you've got everybody coming back doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win the next year. You don't know what's brewing in this part of the state or in South Mississippi. You may meet a team just as good or a step better than you. And both of Boonville and Ingomar's wins were close. They could have easily lost both games. And so it's tough to win a state championship.
Sure is.
If you get in the wrong bracket, I was talking with Michael Smith the other day from Boonville, and he was talking about the division tournament. And the division tournaments are really big now because you're playing for seeds and to begin state play. And had they not stopped Neusite, which was making a run on them in the championship game of the division tournament, They would have been in the opposite bracket and had to go to, I believe it was, I don't remember if it was I think it was West Tallahatchie maybe. Okay. But anyway, it was a tough road game that Boonville may have had to make.
Yeah.
And Neusite got beat.
Yeah.
And so Boonville's run could have ended on just a close loss in the division. So you never know. It's all about what bracket you get in. And then you're going to have to beat some tough teams to win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ingemar beat a tough, Boonville beat a tough Tylertown team to make it to where they are.
And then in 1A boys, Ashland, another area team, bringing home the state title. DeAndre Tipler, I believe he's kind of the star of that team. Kind of drove them to victory, Gene, and just kind of their run and gun style seemed to really carry them against a West Lowndes team that, you know, you look at them when they walk on the court, probably pretty impressive looking, well, more this, so than
this,
Ashland.
This West Lowndes team, Hulka had no answer for
them. They didn't.
In the state semis, and Jimmy Guy McDonald, the coach at Hulka, pointed that out. And so you kind of figure when they walk on the court, hey, look at those guys. And West Lowndes got big guys who can play. And I'm talking like 6'3", 6'4", stocky, but can play and are athletic.
And at 1A, size is a rare commodity sometimes.
It is. But this Ashland team, and it's DeAnthony Tipler.
DeAnthony Tipler, I'm sorry.
He's a cousin of the coach, Raleigh Tipler. Yes. They're cousins. He is really a phenomenal player. He's a sophomore.
Yeah.
Scored 23 points in the championship game. Just made big play after big play. And most of those kids are coming back.
Really?
Okay. And so we could see Ashland battling for a state tournament every year here for the next couple of years.
Okay, so again, four teams from the area claiming state titles down in Jackson. Corinth boys, Boonville girls, Ingemar girls, Ashland boys. And that's pretty much it for basketball. I mean, we'll have the all-area team here in the coming weeks. Gene mentioned a couple of Player of the Year candidates. So look out for that in the coming weeks. Let's move on to baseball, Gene. It's baseball season. Yep. It's baseball weather out there.
Which I know absolutely nothing about, as you know, when you come back from being so ingrained in the state basketball and the playoffs prior to that, and you come back. Luckily, I have someone like David Wheeler who was able to take up the slack for us.
Yep, and I've been trying to keep up with things mostly through David's writings. And I want to talk in particular about Division I, 3A. It's a tough division. You know, we've talked about girls basketball this year was tough in 1-3-A. Well, it's tough in baseball, too. You've got Kossuth, the story David had a couple days ago, actually yesterday in the Journal. And also you can find it at djournal.com. Talking about Division 1-3-A, Kossuth, a team that won state titles in 2013 and 14. They got a new coach this year, Josh Dowdy, but they figure to be in the mix. But, Gene, they're off to a 6-1 start. And they've got, they got some talent, and they got Jacob Wilcher. You know about him, Gene. Ole Miss
signee. I do. I covered him when he was a freshman in that 19-inning game against Independence. I believe it was 19 innings. It was so long, I can't remember how long
it was. Yeah.
And they actually went down that year and beat Summerall.
Yep.
And they were like one of those teams that was just happy to be there. And nobody gave them a chance, including me, against Summerall. I thought that would be a 2-game sweep by Summerall and an established power. And it was the beginning of Kossuth establishing itself as a baseball power.
And they've still got some guys left in that 2014
team. Yeah, Wilcher's one of them.
Including Wilcher.
Yeah, and that program up there is just really going. But they're in a tough division. You've got Alcorn Central. You've got Morville.
Yep.
And Morville's off, I believe. They're like 7-1 now. They beat Boonville last night.
Sam Harrison threw a no-hitter.
Right. Yeah. I mean, good grief. I mean, just all the talent in that one division and all the competitiveness. And one of those teams will probably have to beat the other one to maybe go to state. Who knows?
Yeah, it's a tough division there. Kossuth, again, with a lot of experience. But it's not going to be easy. We just mentioned Morville. Sam Harrington, did want to mention him throwing that no-hitter in a 9-0 win over Boonville on Tuesday night. He's an Itawamba signee.
Yeah, ICC.
I believe that makes him 3-0 on the season. So look out for Morville as well. But, again, just in Belmont, just a tough division in 1-3-A. And we'll talk more baseball as we go on deeper into the season here on Prep Rally. Gene, but let's go ahead and now do the athletes of the week. Every week we do this. So we pick a male and a female athlete from the area who's had a particularly good week. Let's start with the female, Gene. Who we got?
All right. I'm going to pull a fast one on you.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to award female athlete of the week to Boonville. Boonville's defense.
The whole team.
The whole team, their defensive whammy they put on Choctaw Central second half. They were 1 for 19. Choctaw Central had 1 field goal in the second half. It was a layup in the opening 3 minutes of the third quarter.
That was,
They shot 5.3%. I have never seen that in all the years I've been covering.
And a state championship, no less. That's unbelievable.
And a state championship game. And that Choctaw Central game was very methodical in the first half. My wife, who was there with me, said, "Is there any way Boonville can win?" I said, "Not if Choctaw Central keeps playing like this."
Well, they didn't.
No.
And Boonville turned it up defensively. So, okay, the Boonville basketball team, in particular the defense.
There you go.
Player of the week. Athletes of the week.
Athletes of the week. There you
go. A male athlete now, Gene. Who we got?
And Terrace Quinn.
There you go. Corinth.
Can't beat him. 23rd double-double of the year in the championship game. The catalyst of a team that upset a two-time defending champion that a lot of people thought would be a three-time champion.
McComb. Yeah, 26 points, 11 rebounds, you said, in that game.
I believe that was it,
That's what you call rising to the occasion right there. So, and Terrace Gwynn, a heck of an athlete and athlete of the week here on Prep Rally. And that's it for this edition. Thank you all for tuning in. Again, follow us on Twitter at DJournalPreps. Send us an email, preprally@journalinc.com. Again, this is a webcast. It's also a podcast. If you want to listen to the podcast only, you can find it easily on iTunes. Just type in Prep Rally, download the episodes, listen to it whenever and wherever you want. That's the beauty of it. You can also find it on any other podcast app if you don't have an iPhone, or you can listen online on your web browser at preprally.djournal.com. So be sure to check out also our other sports podcast, The Double Coverage, new episode coming tomorrow, Thursday, with Logan Lowry and Parrish Alford talking to MSU and Ole Miss sports. And of course, 3 days a week, we got The Memo with myself and W. Derek Russell talking about news and entertainment and stuff going on in the area. You can listen to both of those podcasts on iTunes or your podcast apps. Double Coverage also online at doublecoverage.djournal.com. The Memo is at memo.djournal.com. And we've got a new episode today, in fact. You can look for that later on. So that's it. Thank you all again for tuning in. For Gene Phelps. Gene, again, glad to have you back. All right. We'll see y'all next week. Thank you.